82.
82.
Oh, boy. I think I was a little bit wrong in my guess. When did you come to the United States?
1909.
When did you come to Pittsburgh?
Straight to Pittsburgh.
Straight to Pittsburgh. And where did you come from?
Toys R Us at the time.
Okay, what city?
You're called a small town.
What was the name of the town?
Annex.
What?
Annex.
Annex. Can you spell it? Spell it, please. Spell it, please.
I know how to spell it.
Annex Kovno Gubelna. Okay.
That's right. You know it.
Okay. Okay. Mrs. Edelman, what's your first name? I forgot again.
Libby.
Libby.
My name is.
You changed your mind again. Okay. All right. Because I thought you would. All right. Today is the 25th. And I will celebrate. Tell me about your home in Europe. About Annex. How big was it?
It was about 2,000 population, you know, mm-hmm. small town.
Mm-hmm. Would you call a shtetl?
What is
a shtetl. Annex was a shtetl or a dog? A shtetl.
No.
And how far were you from Kovno?
3 miles.
He's interviewing. You didn't want to interview. 3 versts.
No, more than versts. Well, in here, a verst means a mile.
Yeah.
It was about, like from here in Cleveland.
No, from here in Cleveland is 200 miles.
About that much.
About 200 miles to Kovno.
Yeah.
What was the next big city?
The next one.
Kovno was the nearest big city, or there was some other big cities nearby?
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was
just small little towns all around.
Yes. It was a big one, but not.
Which big cities, for example?
Kovno was the capital.
I know, but near Annex. Can you remember any other names?
It was Volkomir, you know that.
Volkomir, yeah, I know that name, yeah.
Janova,
yeah.
And Kovno.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. What kind of a house did you live in?
Well, an Orthodox house.
I don't mean in description. One room, two rooms, lane, hills. You know what I mean?
It was a little wooden house.
Wooden house. How many children in the house?
Well.
How many older brothers did you have?
Well, it was 2 older and me.
Yeah. And then any younger brothers?
Younger ones. One.
One younger. Any older sisters?
One sister.
One older or younger? Younger sister. How long did you live in the house? And how long did you live in Annex? Yeah.
There, all my life.
Until you came to America. How old were you when you came?
I was about 22.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And was there any farmland near your house?
Or
outside the stable? Around, outside. Did your father have any goats or any animals, chickens or anything at all?
No. Was a dying, if you know.
Oh, your father was a dying.
Yeah, the king.
Your father was a dying.
Yeah.
And he was paid by the congregation?
Well, beside that, you know, he was my mother. She helped make a living.
What did she do? Did she have a little store?
She had a store for dishes. You know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What did he do as a dying?
Taking the place from a rabbi, the
mm-hmm.
next rabbi.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have a rabbi in the
well,
state.
There was a rabbi, but he was. You never heard what a dying.
I know what a dying is. I want you to tell.
He takes, you know, sometimes the rabbi couldn't take place,
mm-hmm.
and they
mm-hmm.
have to have
mm-hmm.
next day.
Mm-hmm. How do you suppose Moshe Dayan got his name? Because his great-great-great-grandfather was a Dayan.
That is his name.
Moshe, that's how he got his name, Moshe Dayan.
Dayan, it means Dayan.
Dayan is Dayan. That's how he got his name, because his great-great-grandfather was a Dayan. Yeah. Yeah, you can take it from me, because I'm his fourth cousin. What language?
Yeah.
Yeah. What language was spoken in the home?
It is Lithuanian, you know.
You knew how to speak Lithuanian also.
I forgot it.
But then, when you were a child, when you were a boy, did you have any Lithuanian friends?
No, not exactly.
Did you know any Russian?
I speak to a little bit, you know. You don't understand what it
was. Little Russian.
At that time,
yeah,
you know.
Because it was Russian government.
Yes,
yes.
Did you go to school?
No.
Did you go to cheder?
Well, till Bar Mitzvah, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to cheder.
How big was the cheder?
Cheder was, you know, 12.
12 children.
12.
With a private, with a man that, who paid him? The children paid? The parents of the children paid? Or the congregation paid?
The
parents.
The parents.
The parents.
And decided, you know, for the rest, you know, real poor one, they had to go down
the
table.
Yeah.
For them was free.
Yeah. Okay. And what did you study?
Studied in Jewish. What were you studying?
I'm asking you.
Down in till Gemara, if you know the
day. You got as far as Gemara.
Yes.
But you didn't study Gemara.
When I got after Bar Mitzvah,
mm-hmm.
after, you know, my older brothers, soon they got Bar Mitzvah, they sent my lady in Slobodka.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. So Slobodka Yeshiva. That was one of the biggest yeshivas in Europe.
With my older two brothers.
Yeah.
They keep on learning, you know, one had Smiris Afarbanus, if you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The other one, he was then a Hebrew teacher, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when it was your turn to go?
My turn, they sent me away.
To Slobodka. To Slobodka?
Slobodka. But over there, they have to make, they, Essentag, you know what I
mean.
So I had 4 days,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of it.
And the rest you starved.
So one time, you know, in Corona, I was going to meet, you know, one of my town. I told them, you know, I never liked that shirt. So, you know, the, from our place to Corona, there's a river.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know what lumber is?
Yes.
It was a drive on the river, you know.
Yes,
the,
yes.
Making kind of, what do you
rafts,
call it? Rafts,
tying together,
know,
and sending it down the river.
Long ones,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
I was going with them. I had something there, and so I wouldn't go no more.
In other words, you used to go down and work on the river, or you just would hang around there?
I give it up, that thing. You know, I had nothing to eat.
Oh, so you went back home?
I wasn't going back home.
So what did you do? What did you do?
I was going with the, you know, driving.
Did you get paid?
Sure, I get paid.
Uh-huh.
Your face was yonder.
Nein, ich verstehe. Nein, er hat auch wunderbar in Englisch. Was redet ihr? Kein Englisch, sehr gut. What was the name of the river? Do you remember?
See, our river, it wasn't real big. It was from me and
him. No, I'm just wondering. Er kann ja gedenken, er muss gedenken von der Alte heim, besser wie von der Daie.
Really? No.
Wasn't the Vistula?
No.
No.
Yes, I got one more here or something.
The Dnieper was further south.
Lemon, I guess. Lemon.
What is connected? South of the Gonset South.
Oh, those were the
same.
Yeah.
So he's dressed,
When did your parents find out that you weren't in the yeshiva, but that you were fooling around on the water? When did they find out?
That's in the summertime.
Yeah.
In the wintertime.
The water froze.
Yes, it did. So I find that job. Making, you know what Wolkis is?
No.
You know, from wool.
It's like boots. We get here the boots, rubber. They used to wear...
From wool, you know, the making...
You know, it's like from wool.
You got a job in a factory, in other words, or in a small workshop.
A small workshop.
Yeah,
you know.
Like
you were about 14 years old.
14, 15, you know.
And your parents still didn't know.
Then I came home, you
and
know.
I came to know you because of that, then I have full message.
Yeah, and then...
Like,
then I was learning, you know, to be a tailor.
Oh, at home. All right, I'm going to come to that in a minute. Can you describe your synagogue in your hometown in Anex?
There was about four big
Smedres. Four big Batei Medresh, yeah.
There was a lot of little ones. You know, the name is Shishto Klois, Naira Klois, Katsom Klois.
Tell me, Shishto, Schneider, Katsovim, Klois. Yeah. No, many people tell the same thing. You take a lot of things the same and you build it into one picture, you see. The typical small town had this. That's what we're looking for. So you had, where did your father go? Which shul did he go to?
The name from the shul.
Yeah. Or, but did he go to a big base medlash or did he go to a small klois?
He was going to the small ones.
Was he a chassid?
No, he was a
chassid in your place. Because usually when you use the word klois, a lot of the chassidim use the word klois. What did your father's synagogue have a separate little name? Or it was just a...
There was a besmeros and big ones.
Uh-huh.
There was smaller ones.
Okay. And did he have a job as a dayan in that synagogue? Or it wasn't connected?
All
over the whole town. Everybody,
to the rabbi.
Everybody would go to him if they had a problem that he should serve as a dayan. Okay. Do you remember how many rabbis there were in town?
Only one. Wait, it was two.
Two rabbis
in town. He's fighting around.
Did you have any relationship with the non-Jews around?
No. My mother, in the store, they used to buy these.
That's all.
There's another thing if you want to mention.
Yeah.
My father... I know you know the some Goyim dog.
Yeah.
To find out, he got a power, he could hail, hail and conquer.
Oh, yeah.
So one time, a guy comes in the house, a Goy, a woman. She tell him, man, what kadochas? He was a little kid,
remember. Kadochas
is malaria. Kadochas is malaria.
Yeah, something like it. Azayitis,
Azayitis, malaria.
And she was begging me, the girl, she fell in love with me. You know what I've done? Mm-hmm. You know what that marble is, nuts.
Yes.
And you put it, I'll never forget it. You mark down a scene.
Yeah.
And it was talking, purple. I don't know.
What did he do with it? Did he give it to eat?
Hey. When he was saying something, when he gave it to her.
Uh-huh.
And that's cured him. Uh-huh. The next time she what potatoes in the
house.
Another thing I want to tell my father.
Yeah.
One time I was a little kid. I got a toothache.
Yeah.
Is that for home now?
Yeah.
Yeah, a toothache.
Sure. Before they were dentists. You didn't have any dentists. Sure.
This is a picture. If you tell it, they're out.
I want to see it. Yeah.
He said, come with me, doctor. Sure. Ms. Mechada Salvan, weißt du?
Yeah.
Weißt du, sie?
Yeah. Mechada Salvan, me geht der Reus mit David, der bespringt.
Doktor, sie mir, doktor, was ich hier so, weil ich hier so.
Ja.
Weißt du, das ist ein Wort, die Jungs. Ihr soll noch sagen.
Ihr weißt, was mir rief das an der Getränk. Und das Eier Tat hat gesagt. Psychotherapy. Du sagst, Psychotherapy. Du Menschen, wo sie gehen, gehen zu einem Psychiatrist, sie bezahlen ihm $25 eine Stunde, wo sie so tief versehen, wo sie an Tat hat getan, nehmen nicht.
Ja, wenn sie eine
Nachricht
hier. Ja. In Europa kriegen sie eine Reise. You know what a race is?
A race, that's what you saw with Faretos. Schwerter has been sprung, a molahat.
Oh, ich weiß, es meint, in Englisch, am Ull sagt es, a rose.
In New York,
am Ull, says, as if eczema, or the psoriasis, a rash, a gross a rash.
Wie schräg,
das ist a rose,
das ist a rash. Das ist a rose,
ja.
Blue Peter from the was me little time the Grace of Wood Sugar.
Was he then a sample in the
set or the Houston.
Hey,
minute, your face was saved. Your face was saved. It's a fancy woman. So the fancy Latinish. Erysipelas. Erysipelas. Says Amulken is anzaya dangerous. Amulken is
anzaya
dangerous.
Oh, you know,
you have to be for your game to have a fetter, my daughter. Listen, like the name is blow paper. You know, they took sugar, you know, blow paper. Mela usta. No sé qué hacer.
Did your father belong to any organization?
No.
Was he a Zionist? No. He didn't, naturally, he didn't belong
there's
to the Blends. I won't even ask you about the one.
In the young days, he was a Rosh Yeshiva.
Where?
In Kurlan, sorry.
Was he from Kurlan?
No, I don't know where that's in the, you know, he was an old man, I don't know.
Yeah.
My father.
You know who's from Kurlan?
What else to him,
Vic? You know who's from Kurlan?
Kurlan.
You know who's from there? Ziggy Khan. Do you know Ziggy Khan? The older man, Ziggy Khan. He's from Kurlan.
Yeah.
His father. My mom, my husband is born in Dvinsk.
Kurlan, it means a...
Kurlan.
Yeah. Dvinsk.
Man is geboren in Dvinsk. Let
me read it somewhere.
Ich weiß, what this is Latvia.
Born in Israel, that's it.
Hey. As we say, you're old. What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews?
The government? No good.
What did you think of America at this time,
me?
When you were a young boy?
Marilla Americana. I was in the First World War.
No. Not before you came, when you were still in Europe.
What's
in
Europe?
Heard stories and so on. What did you think about America?
I always...
What did you hear? Shh. He has to tell me. You want to be interviewed, you sit down, I'll interview you. Come on, we have plenty of room. Yeah, aber was willst du sagen? Als ihr kennt sitzen, so besser sitzen.
See, they always had a good meaning for the United States. Everyone was
good. How did you hear about America?
Good, good, free.
Were there people from your town that went?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I had the
and they sent letters?
Letter, money, you know.
Yeah. And what did you think about it?
Could be better.
Was your mother also from that area? Was your mother also Lithuanian? Your father was Lithuanian. From that area. The family lived in that area for a long time. Why did you leave the country in which you were born?
First place. I didn't want to go in the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And before I came here, I had two older sisters from my father.
Ah, who went?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean you were from the second wife?
Yes.
Ah, you didn't tell me.
Four brothers and one sister from there.
You told me you had two older brothers and one younger brother, but you said only one younger sister. You had two older half-sisters.
Older half-sisters.
Uh-huh.
They're old, you know, their children was my age.
Mm-hmm. So your father married your mother after his first wife died, mm-hmm. and
I
she was a lot younger. Two older half-sisters. Okay.
Then I have mixed the family, see.
Every
time you get there, my mom met with the best man, and you come there and I met me, crossing out with the end of that. Oh, this is a second situation.
You came to the United States because two older half sisters were already in Pittsburgh.
And my two brothers were there. You know,
and
you mentioned before. You
and
know.
Your two older brothers were in Pittsburgh also.
Yeah.
Oh. So you had some place to come. Did they send you tickets or did they send you a Schiffskarte?
Yeah.
Okay. And why did you come to the United States and not to another place? Same reason. Oh, some people went to Palestine, some people went to South Africa. Were you a member of any Zionist organization when you were teenager, or the Bund?
Yeah.
No, before you were 20 years old. You just worked the whole time as a tailor.
Wait, because it was very cold that time. Palatine.
You
know,
remember Palatine?
The young.
In your town?
Yes, and the younger, the young kid, you know, boys.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
There was a boom, to, you know.
Yeah, but you were at Politium. Who organized it?
Remember.
But you worked as a tailor, making
not,
those...
Not exactly. You know,
making those boots.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But they called workers.
You know. I don't know.
In the wintertime, you know, the cold places.
Yeah.
From wool to making up...
Heavy socks, maybe you can call it, or boots. I don't know what you call those.
Yeah, heavy then.
Yeah. Felt, made out of felt? No, wool.
Wool.
And what other kind of work did you do?
The lumber.
Yeah, the lumber, and then you worked in this. Okay. When you were in Politzion, were you there a member for a long time?
No.
What did you used to do?
Nothing, make meetings.
You had meetings?
Yeah, make meetings.
Yeah. Because it was illegal.
Yes, illegal.
Did you talk about Herzl, about Zionism?
Yes, sometimes you know, they used to come from the big place.
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm. Leaders would come and organize. And
they always fighting with the
Bund.
What do you call it? With
the Bund. No?
Yes, yeah, so I could call it Bund. Yeah.
You had socialist boys in the town too, and the Politzion boys would fight with the socialist
yes,
boys.
Yeah.
Did any of your group go to Israel from your gang?
The time when there wasn't the...
No, to Eretz Yisrael, I mean.
No.
Because 1909, when you came to America, is when they founded the city of Tel Aviv. So some people did go, you know.
In that time,
1909 is when Tel Aviv was built. Exactly when you came.
When I left. Saying that this year, when I was going here, coming here, a year later, before the first little boy got, so my father, mother, my younger sister went to Israel.
That was 1911, 1912?
Something like that, yeah.
And they lived there?
They lived there.
Where?
In Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem.
In Yeshua.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Chalukah.
I know what it is. See, in that time it was occupied by the Germans, blockaded.
Yes.
So there was a hunger.
Yes.
My father died from hunger, mother too. My younger sister, she was eating grass, something like
I
she's
know.
In California.
When did she leave Palestine?
Right after the war. Mm-hmm. When I came
and
back
she came
from down, I
you brought her over. When you left your town, were you part of a group? You got up going in the Gainitz?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. How did you do it?
It's a movie.
Ow, tell me the story. Did you meet with a group?
No, I was going by myself. And then I came to a little town that was the name. So I met an agent in the Hansman theory.
Did you cross with a group?
No, by myself.
With an agent, a fixer.
Yeah.
How did you know whom to go to? You had an address? You had a name?
I told him to stop in a hotel, a new hotel.
Mm-hmm. How did you find the agent's name?
They made me an accommodation for my time. Really had trouble.
How long did you have to wait before you could cross?
Well, just about overnight. Mm-hmm. And over day, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Couldn't smuggle in the daytime.
Yeah. Which town was on the other side? Do you remember?
A little town from Corland. Raccoon.
I know there was...
Tavlik.
Tavlik, you mean?
Tavlik was on the west side.
Tavlik was on the Russian side. And the other side...
Yatkun.
Yatkun, that's right. So you went from Tavlik to Yatkun?
Yes. Later I
what?
Crossing the...
Yeah.
You know, dark
yes.
fields.
Yeah. Was it winter or summer?
All of a sudden I had a shot, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it. somebody told me, you know, they're making purpose in, you know.
Yeah, to frighten
them. I didn't know it ever stopped around. My father, my brother. Not for I am heard the dogs is barking.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and I was. So a guy, they took me in the house. They washed me around and gave me to eat.
Very nice.
And then they told me, it was on the other side already.
Oh, so you already say?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they told me, we got to go.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was night. I was looking at the hotel. Mm. I couldn't find it. Mm. Then I met it was Saturday. He took me in the Smetters though.
Yeah.
Then they gave me heat in the house. And then they took me in a hotel there.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, you know, my nation came over. Mm-hmm. And buy my ticket to go to Berlin.
You went to Berlin?
Yes.
Just a minute, I want to finish this story. So you stayed over Shabbos in Yad Kun in the Beis Medrash, in the shul.
And then in the hotel, you know, overnight there.
Yeah.
And then the agent came.
The same agent that you knew from before?
Yes, from before.
Oh. They put you on the train? And you traveled on the train to Berlin. Train to Berlin. Were there other people there, or just you? Or did you have other people that were also going?
My place was I was myself.
There were other people that were arranged in that hotel to go together.
There was a guy in the truck.
Oh, no Jews.
And there was a couple near Edison.
Yeah.
Near the Yarmulkes.
Yeah.
It was taking high fire. I never heard him, never seen him. Yeah. He was gone too, you know. I couldn't talk with them.
No.
I think they even died.
Oh, because they were Galiziano maybe or something. You couldn't understand. Yeah, you couldn't understand their accent. So you took the train to Berlin, then from Berlin.
Berlin stopped the train. So for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then a parade was gone.
Oh, yeah.
I was going over, then coming back to the train. I got lost.
Oy vey. Oy vey. So what did you do? Then what did you do? You didn't know where to go.
I was doing another. I tried to read me 10 days. Ze hadden not far from there.
The
train was still there.
Oh, are you lucky? The train was still there.
Then it was to Hamburg or whatever.
Yeah. And from Hamburg?
I was waiting a week time.
Yeah, where did you wait?
In Hamburg.
Where? In a hotel?
No, there was a...
Achsanje.
Not Achsanje, in a public house, you know.
Yeah.
They done a whole other type scene.
Yeah.
When you get messing, you know,
yeah, this was run by a German Jewish committee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the name of the committee? You wanted to stay a little longer. Do you don't remember the name?
No, Max and Gewinner.
Do you remember the name of the German Jewish committee, or you don't know? No, because I know that they had these committees where they tried to help the people that came over. And then they arranged for you to continue to where?
Yes, to one place.
To? Hamburg? From the port of Hamburg. Do you remember the name of the ship?
Yes.
Which was the famous ship?
Cleveland. I don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Cleveland. You went steerage?
Huh?
Steerage?
What is steerage?
Steerage is third class, where everybody's all together. Or second class.
Oh, it was a...
Don't
give that up
in third class,
madame. What do you mean, a
separate room? Nay. First class is a separate room. Second class, yes, it's two or three together.
Must be
third class,
second class.
How many people?
How
many people there?
Both planted them.
That's steerage.
When the
that's steerage.
Bunks went on top
that's
of
the other. Steer. That's what we call the steerage.
Yeah.
How many days did it take, the trip, do you remember?
Not long, but a week time.
What did you eat?
Of course, the meals.
They served meals?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was kosher.
I think of
that. Yeah.
Everything was tasty.
Yeah? And it was good? I mean, good food?
Yeah.
Oh, you hear stories? Some people that came, all they had was potatoes for a week or 10 days. Or all they ate was potatoes for a week or 10 days.
Yeah, I'm
okay. Did anybody meet you when you came to America? You came to Ellis Island?
Yes.
Did anybody meet you at Ellis Island?
No.
So how did you know where to go?
To Pittsburgh.
Did you have a ticket on your coat that said Pittsburgh?
That's right.
You had a label.
Yeah.